to Bumper Shoot, where we are covering life's chaos with humor and heart. Shout out to Poggioliano Wine. Thank you for being our wine sponsor each week. It really helps us get through the episodes. I was totally going to say it really helps Rhonda get through the episode, mostly. But yeah. Anyways, okay, so I have to... I don't even know if anybody would notice, but we recorded two episodes today, and I was trying so hard to, like, we recorded them out of order. So you're going to hear this one today, on Monday. What's today? The 18th of November. You're going to hear it, but the next one for next week, I was trying to refer to this week's because we recorded it before this one. Did I confuse y'all? Is that confusing enough?
I'm following, but, little, okay.
Anyways,
but I'm here, so yeah.
So I messed up. I didn't really do it seamlessly, so if you pick up on it, that's why, because we filmed two in one day. But the reason that, so my sister Brandy is next week, which was actually today already, but it's next week because she lives in Orange County, so it's hard to get her out here on a weekday. So we scheduled her, but then this weekend, Mom and I were going up to see my sister Nicole in Santa Barbara, and Mom's like, oh, the podcast. She's like, super cute, but you told these stories and you were like missing key points. And so she started telling me, like, filling in the blanks. So I was sitting there listening to her and then, like, just sharing things. And I was like, Mom, you need to come in and we'll record you filling in the gaps and, you know, elaborating on the stories that we just told over the last 2 weeks. So that's why I added Mom today, because, and then I want her to go, I want this episode to air before Brandy, because it just makes sense to go back right after than to skip a couple weeks. Anyway, so if you suffered through, okay, so here's the other part, is that I was so excited when we recorded with Brandy that we all have our own mics, we all have headsets, and we sound clear and not skippy for the first time. So you're going to hear that next week, but it's really this week too that we have a seamless sound. So that's very exciting, and I'm sorry if you couldn't stand listening before. I hope you're happy now, because I'm happy. okay, anyway, so yes, I have Mom here today. So obviously, Rhonda, Tracy, and I, as your usuals, but yeah, we have guest Mom. So technically, you're the first guest to be heard.
I'm honored.
Oh, good. so yeah, even though we didn't record you first, but yeah, you're the first. You're the first guest that we're airing on an episode, so that's exciting.
Awesome.
So,
thank you. Yes, we're happy you're here.
Thank you.
So, Mom's name's Cassandra Marie Martin, but she's Candy. She goes by Candy, i.e., but she's Mom to me. So, I just wanted to introduce you to my mom, Candy.
Yay!
Hi.
Here I am. If you could remember how you kind of, what you kind of started saying in the car ride on the way up to Santa Barbara. We had a great trip, by the way. My sister was a really great hostess.
Totally.
Fun things planned out for us and stuff. But it was fun. It's special to get time in the car alone with Mom. So anyway, do you remember, like, kind of how you're like, okay, so your podcast, you're missing some stuff. So
I was laying in the sun listening to the podcast, and then I remember when you were talking about the stories, and so I'm listening to the stories and I'm going, yeah, that's right, but she left out the best part on that one. Which, referring back to when she was talking about one of them was when you were talking about Papa.
And Papa Rain story.
The Papa Rain
story. Oh, that was such a good story.
Yeah.
Love that story.
So what she forgot to say, because all of it was right, except for the fact that he had had a heart condition, and it was angina, and so he'd been told he needed to stop smoking. So he would sneak outside.
See, I didn't know he was sneaking.
He was hiding.
I thought we knew.
Yeah. And so he would go out, when we were busy or whatever, he would go outside and he would smoke outside. So this particular time, it was so funny because he didn't typically do an outward laugh. Let me put it that way. If he was, you know, usually in any circumstances, really, I mean, he laughed, but it was not like this outward laugh. But the way he walked in, he just was laughing, and he said, it was almost like, I have to tell myself, because I snuck outside to smoke, and I'm standing in front in the driveway, and it started raining on me. And so for him, it was like he got caught by God, and, you know, he was so amazed that that happened, it really happened to him, that he had to come in, of course, to show us the rain spot, number one, but that really happened to him, that it really, I'm not supposed to
because you wouldn't believe it unless you wouldn't actually saw
it was
the circle on the driveway.
Yeah,
crazy.
So that was one of them, and the other story was Urban Cowboy era.
When
we all went to Utah, and you were about 8 at the time, and she had gotten her hat and her little Western shirt, jeans, boots, the whole 9 yards. So one morning she came out and she had all of this everything on, and I said, oh, what are you doing? And she says, I'm sharing today. And I said, oh, okay, what are you sharing? I'm going to sing Looking for Love. And I go,
you're in costume.
I was decked out.
She was decked out. So I said, do you want to take the record with you? Record back then.
Yes.
I knew what a record was. But, and she went, no, I don't want to take the record. And I'm like, okay. So she went off to school. And when she came home, she comes walking in, and I said, so how'd it go? Did you sing your song? Did you share? And she said, yeah. And I said, did you sing the whole song? And she said, yeah, sang the whole song.
What?
And I said, well, how'd that go?
With no music.
With no music, because she wouldn't take a record. So she says, well, I was walking back to my seat, and Michael said, you were awful. And she said, but I didn't care. And so it was kind of like at that time is when it was kind of formed that she just really had enough
confidence
that she really didn't care. She did what she wanted to do, and she felt good about it. So,
that never ended.
Yeah. Jeez. So those were the really cute parts that she had left out about that part, because it really showed how she was very confident with what she did. Yeah.
Well, and then the popcorn party you elaborated on.
Yeah,
I didn't really remember all.
That's
but
true.
Then you're like, but there was other parts of that you didn't say that were key.
Yeah. So the teacher, I don't really remember exactly as far as how they, if it was jelly beans in a jar and they got so many, you know, and then they got the popcorn party. But the teacher actually, she had told, she'd come home and she said, I got to stay in at lunch and we had a popcorn party and you were allowed to invite 10 friends. And so I invited 10 of my friends. And so, and I'm like, oh, you know, I thought that, how cute that was, but I didn't know really anything about it. So it had probably been, I want to guess, maybe 4 months later, that the teacher approached me and she said, I just have to share this with you. She called me into the classroom. She said, I've been teaching for 20 years. And she says, I have never seen this happen before. So she said, Charity had earned enough jelly beans, if you will, for another popcorn party. And she said, but what she did is she had noticed through the next 4 months the kids that didn't get invited to the popcorn parties. And so she picked those 10 kids to come into the popcorn party for her. Because they hadn't been invited. And so I was like, oh my gosh. You know?
So sweet.
So but she noticed things like that. And she always did, from kindergarten she noticed things
and
like
that's
that.
Unusual.
Yeah. Very unusual.
It's unusual.
Very
well, good
unusual.
Job, Mom.
Yeah.
Well, good job, Mom.
So yeah, so it was just fun that she shared that with me and just said she just really touched her heart that she was aware at that age, you know, to do that. So
yeah, I like I said, I don't even really remember that. It's just you share that story. Yeah. But yeah. not in that detail. I didn't know that the teacher told me that I missed that part. Yeah. So, you know, we're laying the groundwork to, like, bring us to why I do what I do today, which I haven't really elaborated on. But that's kind of what I want, like, from your perspective, because obviously when I share stories, I'm sharing from my perspective. Right. And, you know, I don't remember everything. My memory is bad anyway. But, you know, there are things that have stood out to me that I've been sharing along the way. But, you know, I do remember asking him, like, what? Why was I like that? Like, what? And, you know, we talked about how you're just, sometimes you're just born.
Totally.
Yeah.
You know, a certain way, and it is who you are.
Yeah.
But, like, from your perspective, can you just kind of summarize, like, my younger years?
I think that, like, from the time that you were just little and you just kind of had that type of personality where anything that was introduced to you, you just kind of just drew it in and you did it. You just, like, just, you know, from the time you were a baby, you walked early, you were potty trained early, you did a lot of things early. And but at that time too,
still the way. If I want to do something, I do it. But I don't know if it's a blessing or a curse, but
at that time, a lot of moms, because of what we know now, you didn't introduce things to kids as early because you didn't think they could do it. I mean, you just didn't even dawn on you that they could do something maybe a little earlier. But so you kind of just, you know, well, for me, I just kind of did whatever I thought it was time to do with you.
You didn't have a book that we all read.
I didn't get the book with you. So so you were always very very caring, very loving, very outgoing. You always were in the center of the room, you performing, doing something. You just were like that. I mean, it's just, you didn't even have to be coached. You just were, I want to do this or whatever.
With no fear.
And so in kindergarten, I remember the teacher had tape on the floor with squares. And so the kids had to sit in a square. And so I was room mom, so I was there a lot of the time, and I was observing these kids. So once the kids kind of got to know each other, they knew who they wanted to gravitate towards. And so Charity would go to sit in a square, and then these other kids would all be running towards the other squares to sit by her. And it actually became a bit of a problem because they were fighting of who was going to sit in the square by her. So the teacher had to kind of back the truck up and say, you know,
I don't remember.
No, you wouldn't. You're five. So, but it was just funny to observe that, you know. But she was just very kind with all the kids. And they just gravitated to her, I think, because she just was liked everybody, you know.
Okay, so I had to be annoying. I had to be annoying. So, like, what was the things that, like, were difficult for you with me?
There was only a few times that you, probably before you were five, when you were the strong-willed child, that she was a very strong, because she was very smart and she was very strong-willed. And one story I do remember, you were probably two. And so for your own memory, you knew in that year she maybe had medicine for a cough or, you know, an antibiotic or something, and always very good about taking her medicine. And this one time, she decided she wasn't going to take the medicine. So she literally clenched her teeth. She would, and I'd be going, open your mouth. No, and she is clenching her teeth, and she literally would not open her mouth. And it was an antibiotic, and I had to get it down her. So I just kind of whacked her leg, and I thought if I just kind of sting her, she'll, know. And she wouldn't do it. She would not do it. And finally, I just had to kind of grab her cheeks and, you know, to get the... If it was something else, I wouldn't have done that, probably. I fought so hard, but she had to have been. But I remember, it's so funny, because she was always so easygoing, and And if that day she was just like, no, not doing it. So so that way you could be stubborn.
I'm still like that.
Yeah, you could be stubborn in different things. But
yeah, I get like kind of headstrong about certain things.
Yeah.
And you never know what it's going to be. But
yeah. But by the time you were five, you really kind of, you knew if you were going to get in trouble and you made the decision, I don't want to get in trouble. Mm-hmm. So you would pretty much go, oh, okay, you know. Mm-hmm. So other than that, really, I mean, not that you didn't bucket at times.
Yeah.
But for the most part, you're pretty easygoing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Brandy, she touched on, they'll hear next week, and I'll share it more in more detail, but there was two things. Brandy was talking, what was it? It was, she was talking about me sneaking out and how she didn't throw me under the bus. Mm-hmm. And I thought there was something else that she was saying. We told Mom later, but I was saying how we... Praise God. So, well, we told Mom, like, you know, 9 years later, and I'm like, yeah, and Mom totally cried thinking we didn't do anything wrong. It was not even that big of a deal, but...
Yeah.
But, yeah, we were...
Yeah.
I think, well, my counselor told me that... The counselor that told me that Brandy, which you'll hear, you know, you'll hear next week, it's really hard to do these.
It is.
But when you're doing two episodes in one and trying not to cross over. But the counselor told me that... I lost my train of thought. What was I saying? Oh.
Oh, you're sneaking out.
Oh, yeah. Sneaking out.
Your mom,
the RV.
Your mom crying.
Oh, yeah.
Crying.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay, so my counselor told me, she's like, you fear your mom more than you fear God. And I was like, I do. And then she would tell me, she can handle it. Like, don't worry. Like, when we were talking about certain things that I was going through, whatever. But it was funny, like, when she said that, I was like, you're right, I do. You know, Mom had the spoon that she says she only had to use once.
Well, I used it more than once, but not very often.
Oh, yeah. But then she just flashed it, and we were like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She, you know, I got my parenting skills I'm very proud of for, like, doing what, like, saying, meaning what I say, mm-hmm. following through. Mm-hmm. I got that from her because she was, we knew that if she said it,
it was going to
happen. That she said, yeah, and she would follow through with it, and so... It worked for us, so
yeah,
it worked for me.
And in that respect, I always, in my own brain, I always felt like if I say no, I need to know why I'm saying no. And just if you say no, then it's no. And if you say don't be, I think I had observed a lot of other parenting and mm-hmm. and you know no, and then they're still bugging them, and then they're oh okay, and then
they give in, yeah,
yeah, and then it was constant all the time. So. By the time, so even like when we would go out to eat, I just carried the spoon in my purse and I never had to use it.
That's so awesome. That's a good idea. I tried that idea.
And all I had to do, if they were, you know, because sometimes they just get a little crazy in the restaurant. And so I just felt like I just would reach for my purse and they'd snap out of it, you know, because I didn't want to have to use it. And so I just thought, you know, but
it works. And I know that there's a society that like, don't hurt your kids. But
right.
Actually, my mom always told us that when she disciplined us, it was because she loved us and she wanted the best for us. And that totally resonated. So it didn't matter what form of discipline she used. I mean, she wasn't beating us, but when she... you know, smacked us on the butt. We deserved it. We were doing something wrong. We'd already been warned. And then she would always follow back around with, you know why you got in trouble, and you know, this is, you already know that you're not supposed to do this, and I love you. So we had that reinforcement. So I definitely believe that that's a great form of parenting, and it's okay if you don't. We can agree to disagree, but it worked for me.
I agree.
One of the things that I flash back out with my own mom is, and I did that with this with you guys as well. My mom could give me a look.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the look.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if you guys experienced that with your moms, but it was just the look. And so there were times if I said something and then they were whatever, and then I just do the look and they were like, okay, because they knew. So, and it just made it a lot easier because in all reality, I think I didn't use a spoon after you were probably six because I just didn't have to. And so...
Yeah, and you probably brought it around a couple more years.
Yeah. I had to start figuring some other stuff out as you got older,
obviously.
Which was a challenge. But anyway. Mm-hmm. So,
When you were pregnant with me, first of all, I think a lot of people wonder how I got my name. So I think that's a good story to tell because I tell it. So this is funny. When we were talking about stories, I remember what I remember, and that's why I always say, well, this is from what I remember, so I'm not ever saying that this is fact, because I think different times throughout your life, you see things differently, or you remember things, or maybe you heard another story and thought it was your own, whatever. So, there was a couple times she'd be like, well, it wasn't exactly like that, and I'm like, it's okay, I've already prefaced it by saying, sure, but... I've lost my train of thought again. Squirrel.
Oh my god.
How you got your name?
So
I want to know.
Oh my gosh. This is why you guys are critical, because this is what I do. So how I got my name, and then I'm the only blonde-haired, green-eyed child in the family.
Well, I have to say, I prayed for that.
I have a direct communication.
I really did because it was so funny because I always. Was just in awe of like hazel light eyes and blonde, and my mom's side of the family did have some blonde and blue eyes, but my dad had hazel eyes, but with having brown eyes, mom and dad brown eyes, you're probably not going to get that. So I just thought, Laura, I just really like a little girl with blonde hair and blue eyes would be really fun. Yeah. And so, that was pretty funny. But so it was 2 weeks before Charity was born, and there was a series on TV at the time called Mission Impossible. And there was a blonde gal in it, and this guy, the other actor, turned to her and said, Charity, I really would, whatever the line was in the thing. And I went, Charity. That's it. That's her name.
And dad agreed. And
yeah.
And,
well, we didn't know we were having a girl.
Oh, right.
We didn't know we were having a girl, but I said, if we have a girl, that's it. Oh yeah. And he just agreed. Yeah. So then at that time, we didn't have money to do like people do today with announcements with kids. We had little teeny little things you wrote on and sent them out. So I sent my grandma, who lived in Missouri, an announcement.
Well, wait, first you named my middle name.
Oh yeah, her middle name, Jane, was after my sister, Jane, and my grandma's name was Norma Jane. Sure. So Jane was
Charity Jane.
Charity Jane. Yeah. And so my grandma wrote, we wrote letters then. We didn't really call and stuff. And so my grandma wrote me back, and she said, when she read Charity's name, and she said, your great-grandmother's name was Charity.
Oh, my gosh.
Had no idea.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I thought it was Charity Jane.
I don't know that it was Jane.
Oh, okay.
It could have been, but I don't remember.
My story was so much better.
Yeah. But it was Charity.
No, that's
so,
a good story.
No, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Because that's not a common name at all.
No. So your great-grandma.
My great-great-grandma.
Great-great-grandma was Charity.
And boy, was she a... looker.
Yeah.
No.
So my uncle...
She looked like a man.
So my uncle, after... No.
No, I was being sarcastic.
So my uncle, after he heard that I had named Charity, he had the pictures up in an attic in his... He had an auto shop in this little Midwestern town. And he had pictures up there. And he dug out the picture, which would have been his grandmother. And gave it to me. But at that time, when you've seen old pictures, their hair is parted down the middle and pulled back, mm-hmm. And they wear no makeup, nothing. So they were...
And they're serious. Funny. They didn't smile.
And I do have a picture. I still have that picture. So
yeah, we'll have to put that up.
I'll have to show you something.
For sure.
Yeah. Every time we do episodes, Ron and Tracy are like, I want to see that picture. I want to see that video. Yeah. So we're going to, I'm starting an Instagram account for Bumper Shoot, and we'll post pictures on there like to attach to episodes.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and also I was born in a Italian like a state that was dominant Italian,
yeah.
right? And
I
didn't come out blonde.
Oh yes,
I came out red.
You were red faced, but you had peach. Oh. You look like. I just could describe it as peach fuzz, like a peach.
Yeah.
And there, because she had no hair, so it was like fuzz.
In a nursery of all Italian babies, so they're all
exactly.
black hair, really
yeah.
dark hair, really dark
so
skin.
So the great aunts would come in and kind of like look at me, like
they wondered, is this child?
Yeah,
I
yeah.
Even growing up, Brandy was not an angel to me, okay? Even though she was wonderful to me, she called me pizza face, and she would tell me I was the milkman's baby because I was the only blonde hair, light-eyed sister in the group. So.
She definitely
and I did question it a minute.
Well, you totally take after my mom's my side.
Yeah,
that's fine. So.
Well,
yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, and Charity means brotherly love, and I'm sure it's a little more technical description, but basically means brotherly love.
Well, and then when we went to Calvary Chapel in Costa Mesa with Chuck Smith, and I would take you to the nursery, because Charity was not a common name at all. And I think it was about when you were a year old, and I checked you in, another mom had walked up and said, "This is Charity," and she named her daughter Charity.
Oh,
but I had not heard that name at all mm-hmm. until that other time, and then since then, not a whole lot. I haven't.
Well, people used to say Chastity
because of Sonny and Cher.
Sonny and Cher's
yeah.
daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
would think
what
that's what it was.
Yeah.
yeah,
and I didn't know what Chastity meant
yeah.
until I was older. But yeah, that's
yeah. yeah.
Any other stories you want to share, Mom?
Oh, gosh.
I know, it's like...
You know there's millions.
But. Oh, I know. But, well, we talked also about doing the plays and...
Oh, yeah.
Plays we did.
Yeah.
We always performed.
One cute story was when you did... It's actually your first job was on Fantasy Island.
Oh, yeah, Fantasy Island. I forgot
yeah,
that
you
one.
You forgot
the
that
tattoo,
one.
The play, the play.
Oh, you did that show?
Yeah. I knew I was forgetting.
Yeah. And well, the fun one with that one was we were walking to the set and you were on my left side and all of a sudden you felt a tap on your shoulder and when you turned to look to your left, it was Tattoo. And he was, and so here's this little
so guy. We were eye to eye.
Yeah, eye to eye. And he's talking away to her and just, it was
yeah,
so
it was
cute. They were always, always amazing
what
with,
a fun
with you on the set.
It was so cool.
Yeah.
yeah,
yeah.
We had to pet a llama. That was the first time I ever even
mm-hmm.
saw a llama.
Yeah.
And now in Temecula, there's like a llama farm.
Yeah.
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 It smells really good when you're driving past it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's right. And
yeah.
then I was telling them about how I'm pretty sure that... was it Sonny Bono? Yeah, it was Sonny Bono that was on Airplane, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he was totally
yeah.
crushing on you. He was sticking around.
Yes, that's right.
he was, yeah.
Why wouldn't he?
I know. And then I told her, Mom, yeah, she did. She was like, okay, I wasn't a model, but I did modeling. I'm like, that's a model.
Right.
And you were runner-up in Miss California.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, and I'm like, but I saw you, like, modeling on cars, and she's like... She drove cars for a company, and then for the pageants, they sent her to a speedway like thing. That's where she met. Who'd you meet?
The Smothers Brothers.
The Smothers
Vicky
Brothers.
Vicky Smother. I don't know if you guys do. You remember
yeah.
the Smothers Brothers?
Yeah, totally.
Don't.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
yeah but
they had their own show and.
Well, and also, didn't you meet
Lee Majors?
The Bionic Man.
Yeah,
Lee Majors.
I remember him.
Yeah.
Guys, she was telling us the story, Nicole and I, the story, and she said, Lee Majors asked her out.
What?
But she had just started dating my dad, so she didn't go out with him.
Oh, my
No
gosh.
Offense, Dad, but, really, Mom? She's like, yeah. And I go, well, was he not that big of a deal? She's like, no, he was a big deal back then. I'm like, wow, how did you not go out
So with there him? Was a series called Big Valley.
Mm.
And that was the one he was in when before he did The Men from Shiloh. But that was the one he got known for, was Big Valley. So.
Yeah, Mom needs her own podcast. She was sharing a lot of stories with us at lunch and dinner. And we were like, what? I'm like, everyone in my family needs their own podcast. All the stories. And then I talked about Auntie when you brought me to her right? I said yes. That when at the Villa Sweden when you brought me
to
her for the first time.
Yes.
And she'd never held a baby before.
No. Charity was 2 months, so you're still kind of holding their head, you know? And when she came running out, she was working, and my mom went in to get her, and she didn't know I was going to be there.
Oh, it was a surprise.
Because I had flown. My mom lived in Texas at the time, and I was in Rhode Island. So we flew from Rhode Island to Texas and then drove for my sister's wedding because she was getting married. So she was at work. So she comes out to the car, and I was behind the car with Charity. So when I popped up, she sees us and just screams and grabbed her out of my arms. And literally was holding her like a football. And I'm running behind to grab, and her head's, you know, going all over the place.
Yeah. Were you mortified?
It scared me really bad because, and she had no clue because she didn't babysit. She never did any of that stuff. So she had no clue, you know. So I finally caught up with her and told her how she had to hold her because she was just, you know, but she was so excited to see her.
So I was joking that maybe, you know, that's affected me a little bit. And what about, and you falling on your tummy when you were pregnant with me?
Oh yeah, that scared me really bad.
Yeah.
But the doctor, when we called the doctor, he said,
you're so protected in there.
You got so much protection. Yeah. There's no way that's going to
happen. I mean, not that it didn't affect me, some would say.
No.
And then what about the somersaults with no hands?
Okay, you did that one time.
Oh!
Because you were smart enough to know that when you landed on your head on the cement, that hurt.
Oh!
So you still wanted to do the somersault with your hands on the cement, so we had to kind of try to pull you away from that because
get on the grass,
you still
sister.
Could land on, yeah. that, on your head. But that was so funny because, the other thing that was funny with you is when you were 8 months old, you decided you didn't want to be in the crib anymore, but she wouldn't climb like a normal kid would climb out of the thing.
You see?
She would just get her leg over and just, I'd hear this thunk. She just would fall out. And you'd think that would have, and it scares you because you don't know how they're going to land, right?
Yes.
As a mom. And I couldn't do anything because at that time we didn't know.
They didn't have nets.
That was the time though I had to start deciding, am I going to get her out of the, you know, put her in a regular bed so she's not falling down on her head all the time. So
wow, I've really hit my head a lot over the years.
That's young for climbing out of a crib.
Yeah.
Well, and that's, I think, like, in all the stories that we're sharing and telling and stuff, like, I was really hard-headed, which I still am, can be. Mm-hmm. If I want something done, I'm going to do it.
Right,
100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And it's hard. I don't accept no very well.
No.
I don't. I see all the friends shaking their head right now. I don't, but I feel like there's, like, I just care so deeply. So, like, if you tell me you can't come to something I'm doing, then I do get crushed by that because I love you so much that I want you to be there and I want you to be a part of it. I just feel like, you know, from a very young age, I adopted, like, all these traits of, like, I'm very, very, I beat to my own drum. Yeah. I got to do things my way.
Yeah. And there's an old saying when they're, a will, there's a way.
Yeah.
And that was very much you.
Yeah.
You figured it out. If you wanted to do something, no matter what it was. She did piano lessons, but because of her brain, she wanted to sit down and play the Beatles. You know, it's like, I want to play the Funny Bunny. You know, it's like, So she really kind of, she bucked on that. But I always, when they started something, I always made them hang in there for you.
Yeah.
Just because sometimes they flip over.
And I hated every second of it.
But it was a struggle. And yet, like you said, years later, I wish I would have stuck with it.
I know.
You know, and that's most of the time is true with our kids.
Well, my problem is I don't like lessons.
Yeah.
I just don't like lessons. I don't like.
Because you want to do it now. You don't want to wait.
Yeah, I want it now.
You want it now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That's how I am. Anyways, all right. Well, thank you for coming in, Mom. That was really fun to follow up on those other episodes. And thank you for your, Can I compliment you on your parenting without patting myself on the back? She did such a good job. That kind of turns out weird out loud. But no, I talked a lot about how you were such a key part in me, in the compassion that I have for people, and why I see things like I do. And oh yeah, well, we don't totally have time for it, but that was another thing we talked about, the episode with Ingrid and how that whole thing played out. But that was the gal, where mom...
You might want to draw that in sometime another time.
Yeah,
if you really want to elaborate. But
yeah, but that was... Yeah. But I, you know, like with us having to take care of the kids and then all the things throughout life, that when I got bullied at school and you're like, well, you know, we're going to pray for them and kill with kindness, kill with kindness. And so I just feel like I didn't ever know any different. I never knew there was another way to handle things. I do now. And sometimes it's a lot harder as an adult.
But you know, too, with your own kids, with personalities, even though there's certain things you can present to your child, doesn't mean necessarily that they want to follow through with that. So
that's true, yeah.
Yeah, so, and you just happen to have that personality where you did.
Yeah.
You know, and you did with mostly everything in all reality, so.
Well, thank you.
Well,
thank you.
That was my pleasure.
It was so fun reminiscing on. Yeah, I know that it was fun. It was fun in the car, talking about the stories and just.
Yeah.
It's fun. I mean, what else do you do that unless you have a podcast? Really, you don't really sit around on the couch and talk about things like that. So it's been fun for me. It's been fun for Mom, for Brandy, and you know. So, anyways, I'm sure we'll have you back. At least a couple more times.
You might have to clarify some more stories.
Yeah. Probably for sure. But yeah, so thank you for being with us today. And, I always say and, but that's not how I say it.
No.
But.
There you go.
That's not all. We will be back next week with Brandy. We already know. we know that's going to be fun. It was really special to have her here as well. So thank you for being here. And thank you all for listening. And we'll talk next week. Yeah. Bye.
Thanks, Candy. Bye.